Wisconsin Democrats are riding a wave of enthusiasm for their party's presumptive nominee. They say more people are donating and volunteering. It's Friday, July 26. This is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Mallory Chang. Coming up, the state will repeal a ban on fishing while carrying a gun. A new bill aims to protect communities that see sudden hospital closures. And from Wisconsin Life, we hear from an Olympic sailing competitor about what she loves about her sport. Stay with us. We'll be back after this break.
Politics, environment, trade. You know what's going on in Wisconsin thanks to the Wisconsin Today podcast. And thanks to you, these stories are available to Wisconsinites everywhere. Give now at WPR.org/givewitoday.
Wisconsin Democrats are riding a wave of enthusiasm for the newly formed presidential campaign of Vice President Kamala Harris. In the days since President Joe Biden dropped out of the race on Sunday, the Wisconsin Democratic Party has raised about $400,000, according to a party spokesperson. Julia Jefferson is a Democratic Party organizer in Milwaukee. She said that local field offices have seen an influx in people walking in looking to volunteer.
We had folks that maybe previously said they wanted to wait until a little bit closer to the election to volunteer, actually giving us a call back and trying to figure out how they can make the most of their efforts to win this thing.
Harris's national campaign says it's raised $126 million between Sunday and Wednesday. The Wisconsin Republican Party said they're anticipating this to be a short-lived honeymoon period. They said they'll be working to tie Harris to Biden's record in the next 3 months before the November election. Anglers are now off the hook if they carry a firearm while fishing. As Daniel Kading reports, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has agreed to repeal a rule that prevented them from doing so.
The decision stems from a lawsuit brought by the conservative law firm Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, or WILL. The group sued the DNR on behalf of Sheboygan Falls resident Travis Cobes, who carries a pistol for self-defense. WILL's associate counsel, Skylar Croy, says the regulation infringed on his client's Second Amendment rights.
There is a constitutional right under both the state and federal constitution to protect yourself using firearms. That right doesn't disappear just because you're in the great outdoors.
Anglers once used pistols to shoot muskies because they have sharp teeth that can do a lot of damage. The state first adopted a regulation to bar firearms while fishing because the practice was deemed unsportsmanlike. While the rule will be repealed, the DNR says it remains illegal to shoot fish. Daniel Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin is introducing a bill to provide communities with more protection from sudden hospital closures. The legislation comes after the abrupt shutdown of Hospital Sisters Health System locations in western Wisconsin this year. Referred to as the HSHS Act, the bill would require a hospital to notify federal officials 90 days before closing. Hospitals would also need to identify how communities can maintain access to medical care. Baldwin says the changes would give communities a plan for moving forward.
Instead of HSHS abruptly shuttering its doors and leaving patients and staff high and dry, my bill would require that hospitals like HSHS help smooth the transition.
Ahead of the hospital closures in March, health system administrators said they worked with state health officials on patient transitions. Madison officials are in the process of installing dozens of air quality sensors throughout the city. As Sarah Lear reports, the goal is to monitor pollutants on a neighborhood-by-neighborhood level.
Currently, state regulators oversee two pollution monitors within the city of Madison to ensure compliance with federal air standards. But now, Madison officials are using a federal grant to roll out a network of more than 60 additional sensors. Gabrielle Saiz is Madison's Sustainability Program Coordinator. He says the city is working to unveil an online map showing hyper-local data from the sensors.
There might be, you know, near the Beltline, near this industrial facility, there might be a disparity in air quality.
Madison's new sensors will track particulate matter, which often comes from car exhaust or wildfire smoke. Those tiny particles can cause health problems when people breathe them in. Sarah Lear, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Coming up, a Wisconsinite who started sailing at the age of 5 will compete in the 2024 Paris Olympics. We hear more from her about what she loves about the sport. That's coming up right after this break.
You know you can count on WPR for news that's important, music that makes your day better, and conversations that make you think. We hope you'll make a financial contribution to support the radio service you rely on, and in fact, we count on it. The single largest portion of our budget comes from listener support. If you're not a member yet, make a gift of any amount today at WPR.org. Thank you.
It's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCollum with a story about a Wisconsin athlete who's sailing in this year's Summer Olympic Games in Paris.
Stephanie Roble grew up in East Troy, Wisconsin, and feels like she was destined to be a sailor.
My dad was into sailing, and actually when I was born, he and my brother sailed around the lake with It's a Girl on the sail. And I joke with them that, you know, little did you know that what you were manifesting for me in life.
That manifestation led her to falling in love with that very lake, Lake Beulah. It became her second home. Roble began sailing there at age 5.
And I started racing and just fell in love with competing. And I've always had this knack for wanting to work really hard towards goals. And so I just kept the competition going. And Lake Beulah Yacht Club and Lake Beulah Sailing School were really supportive of my goals, and just an amazing place to grow up sailing.
Roble eventually sailed on bigger lakes and then the ocean. She was placing in international races by the time she was in high school and was even named the 2014 Rolex Yachtswoman of the Year. And now she'll be sailing in Marseille during the 2024 Summer Olympic Games. This will be her second Olympic appearance with teammate Maggie Shea of Wilmette, Illinois. They've been friends since high school and competing together for 8 years.
Yeah, so our boat is a two-person boat. There's the skipper, which is me, and I drive the boat. And then there's Maggie, who's the crew. And she's really in charge of the speed of the boat. And you can say that she's kind of like the engine of the boat. And then she does all the like the pulling and all the hard work. And then I'm kind of like the computer on the boat. So I'm listening to her and driving the boat based on what she's telling me. And then I'm also looking around and scanning everything.
Roble compares sailing to playing chess on the water.
Our communication sounds a good bit like, okay, if this boat tacks, then we're going to do this. Or if we get a wind shift, we're going to do this. And so I'm thinking constantly one or two steps ahead and trying to relay that to Maggie. And then she's kind of setting up the sails and assessing our speed to kind of help make those plays happen.
Team Roble Shea will be racing on a 49er FX boat named Sophia.
There was a video posted recently by National Geographic of an orca attacking a great white shark, and they named that orca Sophia. So somehow that became our theme, but like, we think it's fun.
And the type of boat they compete on is considered physically demanding.
What's really cool about the boat itself is it's a very unstable platform. So when we're just going at a really slow speed, the boat is like very unbalanced and very wobbly. So you're kind of just always on your toes. Like my feet are sore after a day of sailing because of like having to like gecko grip the bottom of the boat. And then obviously we're hanging out over the side of the boat on the trapeze, and that takes a lot of core strength and like locking your muscles in.
Between mastering the boat and complete trust in her teammate, Roble says she feels really solid and confident heading into the Olympic Games. She's ready to face any conditions the elements throw at them.
Being on the water is such an amazing feeling to me, and I especially love like, I get this like feeling of freedom when I'm on the water, and I'm so present in what I'm doing, and the teamwork dynamic is really fun. And I just love constantly learning about the sport. It's such a dynamic sport. There's always something to learn every day you hit the water. And I love that challenge.
Stephanie Roble is a two-time Olympian who grew up in East Troy, Wisconsin. She's competing in sailing for Team USA on a two-person 49er FX boat. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Want to make sure you catch every Wisconsin Life story? Subscribe to our podcast.
And find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org and on Facebook and Instagram. I'm Maureen McCollum.
Stephanie Robel begins sailing in the Summer Olympic Games on Sunday in Marseille. WPR is talking with Wisconsin's athletes competing in this week's Summer Olympic Games in Paris. To meet more of the competitors, head to wpr.org/Olympics. And that's today's podcast. Thank you for joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Mallory Chang. Our producers today were Rob Menser and John Davis. We'll be back again on Monday for the latest news about Wisconsin and the world, and another story from a Wisconsin athlete competing in the 2024 Summer Olympic Games. We'll talk to you soon. Have a great weekend.